And now to your letters. On yesterday's program, we walked through some highs and lows of the Bush presidency.
And as expected, our inbox was flooded with your reflections on the past 8 years. Stephen Teets of Milwaukee wrote in to say that while he found the report interesting, it was too short. He writes, "History will indeed judge Mr. Bush harshly for many things, including using the Justice Department as a playground and litmus test for political hacks, for pitting science versus religion in the debate over climate change and other serious issues facing the planet," and Mr. Teets's list goes on. He concludes by saying, "No, this man will not be forgotten in the dustbins of history. He will be an object lesson as to what not to do once in office."
On the other hand, Ken Jones of Lilburn, Georgia, was, in his words, reduced to tears of laughter by our story. He writes, "You covered a lot of President Bush's decisions and their results fairly until Iraq. I spent a year there in 2005 and saw some of the beginnings of an unexpected improvement in the country. To not mention this at all, especially as nearly everyone considered the cause lost and the country rushing into chaos with no possibility of stability, ignores what history will surely see as one of the most astonishing successes of the president."
We'd like to hear from you. You can write to us by going to npr.org and clicking on Contact Us at the top of the page. And please, please tell us where you live and how you pronounce your name.